This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. presidential candidate and Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney has said he will vote to convict President Trump on a charge of abuse of power in his impeachment trial. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Utah's Mitt Romney says the president flagrantly abused the public trust by corrupting an election to keep himself in office.
Perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine.
Romney is likely the only Republican who will vote against the president and knows what's coming.
I'm sure to hear abuse from the president and his supporters.
But Romney says he'll be able to tell his grandkids he did his duty the best he could, while noting his vote will not be enough to remove the president from office. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization is appealing for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our greatest concern is about the potential for spreading countries with weaker health systems and who lack the capacity to detect or diagnose the virus.
He says the multi-multi-million-dollar strategic response plan will support vulnerable countries to prevent, detect, and diagnose onward transmission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An update on Wall Street. Late in the trading day, the Dow Jones Industrials are up by more than 1.5%. The S&P has gained 1.12%, while the NASDAQ added 0.38%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. To Avalanche.